tonight, I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to the town of Crawley, nestling in the Weald of Sussex. Crawley is often referred to as the Barcelona of West Sussex. Mainly by people who've never been to Barcelona. Or Crawley. Or have never left their own house. Sussex was the first part of England to be colonised by the Romans in 43 AD. Vespasian and his troops found a primitive tribe who were quickly routed. Many of this tribe sought refuge on the Isle of Wight, where, with their pagan superstition and Stone Age technology, they are worshipped as super gods. By Tudor times, Sussex was the main source of iron and timber for shipbuilding on the south coast. Henry VIII's best-known warship, the Mary Rose, was named after his favourite sister. She famously went down during an engagement with some French sailors. Crawley is the new home of the British Acupuncture Society. They weren't sure where to build their headquarters and found Crawley by sticking a pin in the map. Very soon after, Reigate got better. The West Sussex coast is under constant threat from erosion, but as the cliffs recede, the sea reveals huge fossil remains of the Jurassic and Mesozoic periods. But it's not only at the coast you'll find washed-up dinosaurs. Let's meet the teams on my left. Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Ross Noble. And the lovely lady who's been the team's right hand for many years. Please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. We have to thank Ross Noble for being here today with us. And also the confused booking agent who put him on the wrong show. Oh, and good luck to the crankies on Have I Got News For You. Well, we start this week with another edition of the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is an essential tool for learning the subtle differences in meaning between similar terms. For example, many people don't know the difference between prayer and worship. Well, if you look them up, you'll find that prayer means a spoken or unspoken address to a deity or a saint, which might express praise, confession, or a request for somebody's well-being. Whereas worship means a big boat with guns on it. But the meanings of words are constantly shifting, so teams, your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tim, could you start us off?
A la carte, a Muslim wheelbarrow.
That was Tim who said that.
And what is wrong with a Muslim wheelbarrow?
I'm sure you'll find out. Graham.
Copper, more like a policeman.
Barry.
Disgusted. The wind has dropped.
Ross.
Fajitas. What we use gas for in Newcastle.
Bring. Very flashy Chinese jewellery.
Zinc. To subsoid beneath the Z.
Juniper. A young Israeli.
You're going to say anything, Jack?
You might have just saved your life.
Tyrannosaurus, a dictator with tender buttocks.
USB, North American insect.
Truculent, that lorry you used to rent out.
Reindeer, a patronising weather forecast.
crucifix, religious adhesive.
Invader, a suppository for a Star Wars bad guy.
Claptrap, a condom.
Nanotechnology. The wife of Grandad O-Technology.
The teams are going to sing along with some well-known discs now in the round called Pick Up Song. Samantha made her usual trip to the record library where she's been choosing the discs in the back office to keep her selection secret. One archivist who put his ear to the door said he was sure he heard Jarvis Cocker on the turntable. Samantha is now poised to give the discs a spin, and you should sing along, teams, and keep going when Samantha turns the volume down. If when the music returns you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean opinions or facts put forward in the course of a discussion. What do points mean? Yes, and this week's prize will delight any food-loving loan defaulter who wants to put extra flavour into stews or sauces when their house is repossessed. It's this County Cork bay leaf. You're disgusted. And so, Barry, you're to start, and in celebration of its author, Jerry Rafferty, I'd like you to accompany Steeler's Wheel singing Stuck in the Middle with You.
Came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Barry actually spends a lot of his time visiting nursing homes here in the southeast. He hasn't yet found one that'll take him. Okay, so it's your turn next, Tim. I'd like you to accompany Jimmy Nail singing Crocodile Shoes.
Well, I'm feeling spirits all the time. Though I have you, still she's always on my mind. The rain falls down, I'm soaking through. I'm an old man inside a young man's shoe. My crocodile shoes are crying too, for they know how much love I have for you. Crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes.
Thank you, Tim. Ross, I'd like you now to accompany Johnny Cash singing Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into
into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns the ring of fire.
Into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames.
Thank you, Ross. Just goes to show how wrong Johnny Cash can be.
I was actually taking prescription medication there, so that was perfectly accurate.
Well, look forward to a ring of fire later on, can't you? So, Graham, please accompany Bob Dylan singing Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, through the bump of time in your prime.
Didn't you? People called, say, beware, doll, bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody who's hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud. I'd having to be scrounging for your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
Not now, Graham, not now. The teams are going to indulge us for some acting now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a spoken version of the old TV mime game, Give Us a Clue. In the original, gales of laughter came from the audience. In this version, they come from the sound effects department. The undisputed mime master of Give Us a Clue was, of course, Lionel Blair. We often forget that Lionel was classically trained and still likes to attend Covent Garden and maybe nip to the bar to catch up with his old ballet friends. Audiences often notice Lionel as he slips in and out of Wayne Sleep's box during the interval. Tim and Ross, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Gran Torino. Gran Torino.
Right, so you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Ross.
It's two words, yep. And it's a film, and it goes like this. Is your mum a member of any political party?
Yeah, she is. She definitely is. But my mum's mum isn't.
Oh, so is Gran Lib Dem?
No.
Gran UKIP?
No.
Gran Green?
Nope.
Gran Scottish National?
Nope.
Is there any other party she's not a member of?
Gran... No.
Oh. Is the word Gran involved in this?
All right. Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Yes. So your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And... Here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The remains of the day. The remains of the day.
Five words.
Yeah. Five words.
And it's a film.
It's a film.
Film.
It goes like this. Hamish.
Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
No, I haven't, but do you know, tonight I shall be dining out in style and you will be my guest.
Oh, James, you're splashing out.
Well, I'm excited. Because today they have a special offer on at that fancy new restaurant, Le Manoir de Cat Stevens.
Oh, economically priced, no doubt.
Very high. You see, on Monday they have the soup of the day.
Oh, yes, sprout broth.
And on Tuesday, catch of the day.
I hear it's haddock Kiev.
That it is. On Wednesday, meat of the day.
Mutton dressed as ham.
And on Thursday, sweet of the day.
Treacle pudding or amarang?
No, you're right, it is treacle pudding.
as I was about to say.
Aye.
So what do they have on Friday?
Leftovers.
Too good to be true.
Away we go.
The long Good Friday? Remains of the day.
Well, the teams are going to create a period stately home type drama now. It's an entirely original concept they thought up all by themselves. And they call it the Upstairs Downton Forsyte Abbey Saga. This improvised round is inspired by the recent success of Edwardian dramas and their revivals. But the later versions are never as good. The remake of the Forsyte Saga didn't mention Brucey once. OK, teams, in your stately home drama, I want each of you to take the following parts. Graham, you can be Lord Crawley. Tim, you can be Lady Mary, the Dowager Duchess of Grinstead. Ross, you're Oik the footman. And Barry, you can be Lambert the butler.
Ah.
Now, for each scene, I shall furnish you all with a selection of familiar sound effects common to the genre, which you can play in yourselves. Can you test your play-out machines now, please?
Well, on to the next round.
OK, so to indicate scene changes, I shall do this on my... on my gong, I should have said. OK, team, so your first episode takes place in the family home of Furtive Manor, and its title is This Means War. Off you go.
Morning, my lord.
Lambert.
Here's the Times.
Thank you. Good lord. Have you seen what's in the Times?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's that dog again.
Look at this. Grave news. The Titanic has declared war on Germany. I must send a letter at once to my son and heir and tell him the dreadful news. Dear Beatrice, 'tis with a heavy heart that I take up my pen... And,
Your lordship, yes. Would you like me to continue scratching you like this?
Yes, that's very... very soothing. Thank you, Oik. You're the footman, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a footman.
Yes, more of a tit man myself, but there we are. That'll be the Duchess.
Yes. Oh, Lady Mary. Yes. Oh, yes.
Are you going to give me a bath, Oik?
Yes, I'm just... Just running it now. It's not very deep. Yeah, hang on. I get it. Hang on a sec. Oh, I should have drunk more this morning. Oh, there's no need to do that. Hang on.
I think it might have been the big beans.
Oh, that's the right temperature.
Absolutely perfect. Oh.
Would you like me to brush you down, m'lady?
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's very, very good indeed.
Would you like something to play with? It's a bit big, that boat. would you like me to help you out of the bath,
ma'am?
Yes, here we go. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that feels a lot better. Oh.
Sorry, I've never seen a naked woman before.
Okay, time for the next episode, which is entitled The Missing Tiara.
Right, everybody, I've called you all together here to impart some very serious news. The fact is that... A very, very valuable tiara that belongs to Lady Mary has been lost.
Oh, wait a minute, it's on my head.
Should be here, sir, really.
Yes, everybody out of the bathroom, let Lady Mary get dressed.
The next exciting... exciting. Then you want entitled A Footman in Love.
Getting dinner ready here, my lord.
Yes.
And what do you fancy on the drinks before the meal?
Do you fancy
a punch?
Yes.
Oh,
thank you. Right. That's quite a wallop, doesn't it? Yeah. Then, cook, wonder what cook is cooking up for us for dinner tonight. Well, as soon as she gets out of the jacuzzi, perhaps she'll tell us. Well, look at the timer. I wonder what's holding up Lady Mary.
Oh, no. The large fitting corset, please. That's better. That's better.
What is going on here? Oik, are you mad? Remember your position. What is happening here?
I was meant to be a punch.
Put that loofah down and talk to me.
Get on the ship. Come this way. We'll escape together.
Come back.
Not on the ship.
Not as good a shot as I used to be.
I don't think this is a fair fight.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Good. I'm going to test the teams on their knowledge of movies next. And Barry Cryer should be at an advantage here as he goes to the cinema to see some films 20 or 30 times. Barry's not actually a film buff. He just keeps forgetting that he went the day before. Movie making is, of course, dominated by Hollywood. But there was a time when Britain made great films such as Get Carter, where the Geordie gangster, played by Michael Caine, returns home to Newcastle to investigate the brutal murder of his accent. I've been provided with a selection of incomplete strap lines for well-known films, and your job, teams, is to finish them off for me. So, Tim, this is your first one. You finish this off for me, please. In space, no one can hear you.
And yours.
No one can hear you scream from Alien. Barry, here's one for you. Brokeback Mountain. Love is a...
pair of cowpokes.
Force of nature. Graham, one for you. Gone with the Wind. The most magnificent...
clear out.
Most magnificent picture ever. Yeah. One for you, Ross. Shaft's his name, Shaft's his...
name. His name's Shaft. Nan, it's Shaft. His name's Shaft. I don't think this is the film you're going to enjoy. Shaft. I said Shaft, Gran. Shaft.
Shaft's his game from the film, what was it called?
Can't remember. Yeah.
Another one for you, Tim. Alien 3. The bitch is...
still hosting The Weakest Link.
The bitch is back. Another one for you, Graham. Bernie may be dead, but he's...
still running Formula One racing.
He's still the life of the party. It's Weekend at Bernie's. Finally, Ross. 8 legs, 2 fangs and...
why did I take this job, bikini waxing Susan Boyle?
Eight legs, two fangs, and an attitude from Arachnophobia. Okay, well, here's some for any of you to have a go at. The prehistoric and the prepubescent together.
Brucey and Tess on Strictly.
The answer is At Last from a nymphoid barbarian in Dinosaur Hell.
Should have remembered that.
And thank you, Barry, for lending it to us. It wasn't actually... The Lord of the Rings. One ring to...
let us know you've arrived.
To rule them all. Five good reasons to...
buy a gun. Westlife, we're on tour again.
Stay single from four weddings and a funeral. Don't get him wet, keep him out of bright light, and never...
call him Mr. Sugar.
Never feed him after midnight from Gremlins. Finally, Candyman, we dare you to say...
Jeremy Hunt, the Culture Secretary.
whose name is five times. It's nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round about the misery of colds and flu. I notice there's now a surgical procedure available which stops men suffering from colds and flu. It's called a sex change. Okay, teams, I'd like you to suggest films likely to be popular with an audience of cold and flu sufferers. Ross, can you start us?
Sneezy Rider.
Barry.
Despard that came in from the code.
Tim.
Deep throat pestle.
Graham.
Locket, stock and two smoking barrels.
The colour of Ronnie.
Bogey Nights.
How to Win Friends and Influenza People.
A Clockwork Lozenge.
Some like it snot.
Snot's Landing.
The Flempire Strikes Back.
which of course was created by George Mucus.
Bring me the head cold of Alfredo Garcia. Yeah.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the German Shepherd of Time sniffs at the trouser crotch of eternity while his dog sits obediently next to him. I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Crawley, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Graham Garvin, Tim Brooke Taylor and Ross Noble were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.